This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
All right, we got a baseball legend here. I had to call Choppy back from the hotel to rush on over just for Curt Schilling to join us here on the home of the Cowboys and Rangers, 105.3 The Fan. What's up, man? How are you?
All right, so I'm going to bet right up front, born and raised a Pittsburgh Steeler fan.
Oh, right,
so really dislike the Cowboys. Okay. But
who was your hated Cowboy?
So I grew up in the 70s when my Steelers were winning everything, and they had to beat the Cowboys to do it. So I was never a Staubach fan.
Do you think that it's time to move on from Tomlin? Because a lot of Steeler fans seem to.
So I kind of, a couple years ago, I was of that, like, you know, they were making these early exits. But then when Antonio Brown stuff came out and I realized how amazing he managed that, I kind of changed my mind a little bit because that guy was a train wreck.
Yeah.
And the thought of never knowing about that when he was with the Steelers, to me, in this day and age, speaks volumes about how he handled his clubhouse. But as a conservative American, I thought he turned his back on Villanueva when he had the team not stand for the anthem and Villanueva was out by himself. And Tomlin, to me, should have been like, okay, dude, you know, I got your back. I was really down on him about that. But I don't know that it was his fault that they've been out early. I think it's a, you know, just like I never believed in the curse, I think when you lose in the playoffs, for the most part, it's a curse of talent. They just didn't have enough people to do it. And they were a lottery team before the season started. And now people are talking, oh, you mad that they were out of the – no, they were
the way – The person that needs to go in Pittsburgh is whoever is in charge of the quarterback. Whoever's deciding that Russell Wilson and Justin Fields should be the quarterback, that person needs to go. That's the problem.
Well, my biggest problem is that I can't expect – I think Russell Wilson's serviceable if you've got a running back you can give the ball to. I think the stat that blew me away this year, almost two-thirds of the way through the season, Najee Harris had close to 1,000 carries in his life and had two runs over 25 yards.
Ooh.
Like, that blew me away.
Yeah.
If you don't have that threat, if you don't have that alternative to the pass, you're not going to win. I think you have to throw to win. But I didn't have Saquon Barkley to hand the ball to. Right? And that was amazing to watch.
How much baseball are you watching nowadays?
Less.
Why?
It's hard to watch. It's hard to watch. The sport isn't what it was. And
access or the sport?
Well, the sport. Right, the access is you can get access to anybody these days, and I swore, and I'm not. I would never be a back when I played guy, but it's a different game to watch.
Sure.
It's not as fun to watch, and so that's one of the reasons I'm getting back into the sport. You know, I want to do color because this baseball still has the most downtime of any sport, and people don't want to hear about Shohei Ohtani hitting 2.305. They know that. That's in the paper. They want to know. Hey, dude, what are they talking about on the mound? Like, they're talking about that blonde sitting behind home plate. I mean, she's hot. Like, those are the and those are the kind of conversations that go on. You see it when guys are mic'd up.
Yeah.
They're talking about things you would never think about.
Yeah.
And that's the, you know, from that perspective, I'd like to do that. I'd like to get back in, whether it be color or teaching, pitching. I think I know pitching as well as anybody that's ever lived, and I love to teach it.
So, real quick, Chop, who were your favorite? Who is and who were your favorite analysts?
Well, I always liked the play-by-play guys. Like, I feel like I was always a Jim Cott. I've always loved. Because he talked about pitching at a level I understood, mm-hmm. and he could talk about pitching at a level that you would understand if you weren't a pitcher. And I always liked guys that could translate that. And I always felt like that was my strength. I can talk about pitching in a way that if you don't pitch, you totally get what I'm saying. And that's, I'm not talking over your head because I'm smarter than you because I played the game. I'm trying to make you understand why the game is so hard to be good at.
It's funny you brought up Cott because I always remember his memory of like, oh, yeah, I gave up a home run this
Oh, we all have it.
You all have it? Is
oh,
it, 'cause
yeah.
We always like praise like LeBron for like, oh, he's got this great memory.
Yeah.
Is that just athletes?
Yes. Well, anytime you're talking about the best in the world at something, one of the things I think that and I say best in the world in the sense that I was one of the 0.5% that played in the big leagues. I can remember pitches and at-bats from 30 years ago very vividly and comfortably because they were teaching moments. I can remember innings. I can remember specific events that were transcendental in my career and changed my career forever. And I can remember watching at-bats. And it's funny because there's an at-bat that I watched that changed my thoughts about pitching forever on a Sunday night ESPN game laying in my hotel room in San Francisco. I was watching Greg Maddux pitch a Sunday night game. And Dave Martinez was up with the bases loaded. And I watched Maddux work a 2-2 count, and I watched him intentionally throw ball 3 to go to a full count. Like, the hell's he doing? And he threw a 3-2 changeup with the bases loaded and struck him out. And the next spring, I asked him about it. He's like, yeah, I knew 2-2, I wasn't guaranteed to get a swing, but I knew if I got the 3-2, I could get him to chase my changeup. And I was like, oh, my God, that's another level.
Wow.
So the San Francisco moment was not Mike Bassett against Barry Bonds.
It wasn't.
No.
It wasn't. It wasn't.
Now, you tried to spell Mike's name when he came up and fanboyed out. And introduced
I fairly him. Got the S and the C wrong.
Yeah.
That's a normal.
But is that a gift you think you have of last names, or you
well,
thought
no,
you remember
no.
Mike?
I remember Mike. Right. I mean, I don't care what your spot was on the roster. If you were the 25th man, you were still more talented than anybody most people alive have ever seen.
Kurt Schilling, join us here, 105 through the Fan. Okay, so you said you're not like a huge fan of the current game. Is the bigger problem offensive, where there's a lack of action, or if you only had to change one, or to be the pitching where it's 4 innings and you're out 5
and
done?
Well, but it's not. It's the fundamental. The game is the. So when I played, in my opinion, 90% of the stars in the big leagues were pitchers, which means they changed speeds, they moved the ball in the strike zone, they had command of multiple pitches. I would argue that 85% of pitchers today are throwers. They're throwing the ball as hard as they can, and that's all that matters. It's made a monumental difference in the postseason.
Yeah.
Because in the postseason, hitters are hypersensitive, hyper-aware, hyper-alert. So throwers get their heads handed to them far more than pitchers. That's why Mo is so great in the postseason. You have to be better, you have to throw harder, and you have to have better command in October than you did in September. And these guys revert the other way. They try and throw harder. And that's the easiest way to get your butt kicked.
Trevor Bauer the other day had tweeted, he was talking about different challenges. Yeah. But what he was talking about, this is relevant to baseball. He was talking about just how he can still compete, and he said, there are 20 batters on earth that are a challenge for me. He's like, there's 20 batters in the game that are a true challenge for me. Otherwise, I'm better than them, and I don't have. Did you feel similar when you were pitching that there were just a handful of guys that were a genuine challenge when they
were coming up to play? There were times when I was on the mound where I knew, and I would, like the hitter, he's got no chance. Like, I can tell you now what I'm doing, and it's not going to matter. I had an event in the All-Star game in 2002. The day before the game, I went to A-Rod and said, hey, dude, if you come up tomorrow, I'm throwing you nothing but fastballs. And he kind of like double took. And I said, he's like, what are you talking about? I said, I want to know if the best hitter in the world can get that. If I can throw a fastball to a fastball hitter, him know it, and me still get you out. And I said, if you come up with nobody on, I'm doing it. And he came up with nobody on the next day. And it was like I threw 97 away, 98 in, 99 away. And
that wasn't 97. It was the location. That got
it was location. Yeah, yeah.
Do you? So we were talking all day about the Luka Doncic trade, where it was crazy. Was there a move that happened when you were playing that just shook the sport?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
That you were like, I can't believe this trade happened or this signing.
Well, I was involved in the Glenn Davis trade from Baltimore. It was a Pete Harnish, Steve Finley, and I to Houston for Glenn Davis. Was like, that was mind-boggling, especially in the after effect. Looking back on it, it's like, oh, my God, that might have been one of the worst trades ever. But having been the guy at the deadline a couple times, you know, when I was younger, David Cone was the guy that was getting traded every trading deadline. But I'll tell you, let me back up. The Doncic thing blew me away because I had no idea he was a lazy idiot. I didn't, like, Luka Doncic, I'm thinking Mavericks greatest, one of the greatest players, blah, 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 blah. I had no idea of the whole...
But, Kurt, should it matter? Every Mav fan is saying, who cares? Let him smoke while dribbling. It's 33-9-9.
Right.
Who did you play with? Maybe you were one of these guys. I don't know. Where does it matter if the rules are different?
Manny.
This guy, Manny.
Manny had no rules.
But no, they had no rules for him. And you know,
does that have a negative effect on the clubhouse?
When you stop producing, yes.
Yeah.
But Manny can be Manny if it's 345, 40, and 120.
Yeah. And that's what Luka was.
Right. And if that's the case, then fine. But he was out. He's hurt right now. And you got to look back and go, you know, because here's the thing. You let that fester, and that guy will burn your ass at the most important moment. And, you know, when you look back in his – but Manny was, you know, Manny was bipolar. And, you know, we knew that, and it was a dramatic thing. But, dude, one of the greatest ever swing a bat.
Kurt Schilling here at 105.3 The Fan, and chop. He's also got your other passion.
History. I'm a history buff.
I was on the board of directors of the original, when the museum here was founded.
Uh-huh.
I was one of the original. Half my collection sits in that museum. The National World War II Museum in New Orleans is kind of a hidden gem for people that don't live here. Everybody here knows it, right? And this city is still trying to recover from a lot of the things that have happened over the last 15 years. This week is going to be monumental in helping the city get back on its feet. I nerded out there for 6 hours yesterday.
Wow.
I was in Arnhem for the 80th anniversary of the Battle of Arnhem last year in September.
Mm-hmm.
This is the 25th anniversary of it opening. June 6th this year, they're going to have the 25th anniversary. I would tell people, I don't know if you've been there. You haven't been there.
No, I'm
Dude,
not.
What the hell?
I've been here in 15
years.
Yeah.
I don't care. It is a bucket list item for someone like us.
Okay.
I can't be... Allocate 2 more hours than you're planning on spending, because when you get there, it's going to take your breath away.
Okay.
But people that have no interest, it's still a bucket list item. Live interviews. I met a 100-year-old veteran yesterday. There are only 66,000 left.
Wow.
So we're done. We're in the last decade of World War II veterans being alive. And they were doing a couple living histories. Like, so they bring veterans in. They fly them in and do an oral history with them. And these guys are all 90 and going into their hundreds. And there's interactive stuff there, but it's five times bigger than it was when it was founded when I was here last. And yesterday, like, I left only because it closed. And like I said, I got half my collection sitting in that museum, so seeing it's kind of cool. It's an unbelievable experience.
Thank you for joining us,
Thanks
man.
For having me,
Appreciate
man.
It.
No, it was fun, man.
Curt Schilling, the three-time world champion on the home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.